What's your take in terms of optimally who should be doing these kinds of procedures, and when do you think a patient maybe ought to be managed in a tertiary care setting?
Certainly, it depends on the training and the experience and the comfort of the surgeon. There are very well-trained general surgeons who can certainly do a standard segmental or lobar liver resection and do it well and do it safely. That's the key. Conversely, if it is a patient who's going to require a very difficult procedure, again, an extended resection, tumor near key structures. I haven't even mentioned, but I guess I'll use this to segue to mention, if it's a patient who's going to require a specialized technique, for example, portal vein embolization, before they get a resection, they should go to a tertiary center.
When do you do that?
Portal vein embolization, essentially, if you look at a patient and say, okay, you do a volumetric CT scan, you say, okay, this is resectable, but I'm going to leave the patient with less than 20% of their liver volume. The risk of postoperative liver failure in that scenario is very high, and liver failure generally means death of the patient. So in that scenario, we would perform portal vein embolization of the areas of the liver that are going to be resected to cause compensatory hypertrophy of the remaining liver, and then 4 to 6 weeks later, go ahead and proceed with the resection.
What do you see in terms of the difference between these patients being managed in a tertiary setting? We just gave an example of a specific procedure, but compared to a community setting, are there technical pitfalls in the procedure? Is it the supportive care? Is it both? What are some of the, I'm not going to say pitfalls, but what are some of the areas of expertise that patients receive in tertiary centers?
Well, essentially dealing with these livers that have, say, if you've done a portal vein embolization or if the patient has had extensive chemotherapy and has an element of steatosis or steatohepatitis, the answer is yes, those are livers that we in a tertiary center deal with all the time and recognize essentially a decision-making process. When is it safe to proceed with resection and when is it not? Again, based on our own data at MD Anderson, when we reviewed complications and mortality, what we realized is that patients who had received significant amounts of irinotecan did have a higher morbidity and mortality rate. We actually saw that more patients developed liver failure. Even though we left them with an adequate volume of liver, their liver was severely affected by the irinotecan-induced steatohepatitis.